We are continuing with the guidance of David HaMelech to the road to success in life, quality life in this world, and eternal goodness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in the middle of the letters of Dalid, which represent the fact that I am lacking in Dal. I am poor by myself. Says David HaMelech, Der sheker hosam imeni v'soyroscho choneini. Please remove from me the path of falsehood. This is the path of the Yetzer Hara, which much of the world follows, thinking that success in life is all about power, physical pleasures, running after one's Yetzer Hara. And that's sheker, because the emes of our being is that we are eternal beings, and we're just spending a very short time of our existence in this world. To transform a minute part of our existence to be the quote-unquote reality of myself, the real thing, is sheker. It's a falsification of our greatness. And a person who falls into that, he spends his whole life building up something which just lasts for a few years and dissipates, goes away, goes to somebody else. So that's what David HaMelech is saying. Please, Hashem, give me that clarity. Remove from me, and remove me from that path of falsehood that so much of the world is following. Please, give me the gift of Torah. Torah, we know, the word Torah is from the Lashon of Hoirah. Hoirah is Derech, the guide. Give me the true guide to life. Choneini. Choneini means to give it over as a gift from your goodness, even if I don't deserve it. And Choneini also means a lashon of chen. Should be something that should find favor in my eyes. That's the biggest bracha in life, is that the things that are really valuable to us, the Torah and mitzvah, should be something that is sweet by us, something that we really feel good with. That's what life is all about. That's what David HaMelech is telling us. We live in a world that Dech Sheker is becoming more and more powerful, to the point that it's such an obvious Sheker that people are leaving even the physical world and going into the virtual world and wasting their lives and virtual emptiness. That is the epitome of the Dech Sheker. We're in the Doris Achreinim before the Gula and it's Yedua. The last generations before the end of the Golus, the sheker is going to become more powerful to the point that people will not be able to believe there's something other than that. And that's the world we're living in. People are totally overcome by their interaction with these things. They don't have a time to properly interact with the real good things in life. And that's what we all have to be misspelled for ourselves, for Klal Yisrael, for our children, for our families. Please, Choneinu, Tiras Choneinu, give me with your goodness a deeper connection to the appreciation of the Torah. Hashivenu v'inu l'soro secho. Once again, the Soro secho. Hashem should bring us back to appreciating His Torah. Korvinu makinu v'inu secho. This is the only way a person could really enjoy life. Everyone talks about quality of life, but they never get there. Because their dream of quality life is to have what I don't have, which basically means you never get to where you want to be. You want a bicycle. Once you get the bicycle, you want the motorcycle. You got the motorcycle. Once you got, you want a car. You got the car. You want the yacht. Whatever it may be. The mind frame is that I'm lacking what I don't have, then I am always lacking. That's a der sheker. The feeling that I'm lacking something was created. The emes of feeling of lacking means that Hashem built it into us, into our physical side, that he should feel I'm lacking something. Otherwise, we'd never fall asleep. I didn't realize I need sleep. We wouldn't eat because I wouldn't feel I'm lacking food. So it's an essential part of the physical world that we should feel we're lacking something. That's the emes. The sheker is to feel that everything I don't have is what I'm lacking. That's not true. I'm happy with what I have. If I go with the Mahalach of the Torah, that opens up my eyes to recognize this. I should be happy with what I have. We all have our situations, our trials and tribulations. We have to realize it's all tailored designed for our growth. We should be able to take advantage of them, not fall into the pitfalls of the Derech Sheker to waste our way our lives, Chas V'Shalom. Go with the Derech HaTorah, the guidance of the Torah, and take full use of our lives, and we'll feel very content and good in this world, and surely in the world to come.